In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
The 72 returned to Jesus with bravado. They were amped up, excited, delighted to share their accomplishments with Christ. Lord, they exclaim, even the demons are subject to us in your name. The excitement is understandable. These men had spent time with Christ. They learned under his tutelage, and now they had gone out to accomplish the task given to them. And so we find them here in Luke 10, returning with a little bit of boasting, coming back from harvest fields with their eyes wide, with their chest puffed up, and with big smiles. But their boasting is not met with a hearty slap on the back. Jesus doesn't give them a high five or a fist bump. No, instead he brings them down with a warning. "Don't get too excited," Christ replies. "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." Dear friends, the text before us this morning reaches out and grabs us by the neck. We are not strangers to boasting. On the contrary, we find many things to boast in. We delight in our accomplishments, rejoice in the moments of victory and pride that we have throughout our lives, and yes, even together in the life of the church. This place, this wonderful seminary, this great place of learning is not immune to such boasting. In fact, it's often a place to return to with a puffed up chest, with the wide eyes of accomplishment. Everything from learning and perfecting the Greek and Hebrew skills to receiving high remarks and regards from vicarages and internships, from broadening our deep understanding of the Lutheran doctrine to being a part of bringing God's good gifts to his church. Yes, the accomplishments even here at the seminary, just as in our individual lives, are always there waiting to be boasted, waiting to be celebrated. And in our boasting and our arrogance, we often go out not as sheep, but as wolves, eager to show what we have, eager to prove ourselves and see exactly what we can do. Repent. Dear friends, repent of your boasting. Repent of your pride and your arrogance. For there is not one of us that is immune to such sin. Hear your Savior. Hear his words of warning, for even Satan, in all of his power and might, fell from heaven in his own pride. Hear your Savior in his words of sending. "You are lambs being sent out into the midst of wolves, laborers being called out to the harvest." So rejoice not in this calling. Rejoice not in the works and wonders that our Lord does through you. But in repentance, dying to yourself and living to Christ, join with Isaiah and rejoice in Jerusalem. Rejoice in the hand of the Lord who nurses and satisfies his embattled bride, the Lord who makes your bones to flourish and writes your very name in heaven. A lamb has nothing to offer the wolf except body and blood, a meal. And dear friends, like Jesus before you, you are sheep being sent to wolves. But take heart, rejoice, boast all the more gladly, not in yourself, not in your accomplishments, but in that Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Boast in him who gave up his body and his blood to the old wily wolf so that you can live. Dear saints, the kingdom of God has come near to you. Peace be to this house. For the one who hears you hears Jesus. The Jesus who set his face towards Jerusalem. The Jesus who sighed and died on that cross of Calvary for you. The Lamb who gave up his very body and blood for your pride and for your boasting, for your arrogance and for your shortcomings, for all of your sin. And with scarred hands and feet, with pierced side, he has written your name in heaven. And in Christ, your name will never fall from God's presence. In Christ, you are sheep, given a victory over the wolf. And so this morning, set aside your boasting, repent of your arrogance and your sin, and come today to the table of that Lamb. Come take, eat. Come take, drink. For the body and blood of the Lamb are here today. Your sins are forgiven. Jesus has died and risen, and he has written your name in heaven. And that Jesus, that Lamb, is truly something to boast in. In the name of Jesus, amen.